Mrs. Todd's Shortcut by Stephen King, read by Dana Ivey. "There goes the Todd woman," I said. Homer Buckland watched the little jaguar go by and nodded. The woman raised her hand to Homer. Homer nodded his big, shaggy head to her, but didn't raise his own hand in return. The Todd family had a big summer home on Castle Lake, and Homer had been their caretaker since time out of mind. I had an idea that he disliked Worth Todd's second wife, every bit as much as he liked Felia Todd, the first one. This was just about 2 years ago, and we were sitting on a bench in front of Bell's Market, me with an orange soda pop, Homer with a glass of mineral water. It was October, which is a peaceful time in Castle Rock. Lots of the lake places still get used on the weekends, but the aggressive, boozy summer socializing is over by then, and the hunters with their big guns and their expensive non-resident permits pinned to their orange caps haven't started to come into town yet. Crops have been mostly laid by. Nights are cool, good for sleeping, and old joints like mine haven't yet started to complain. In October, the sky over the lake is passing fair, with those big white clouds that move so slow. I like how they seem so flat on the bottoms, and how they are a little gray there, like with a shadow of sundown foretold, and I can watch the sun sparkle on the water and not be bored for some space of minutes. It's in October, sitting on the bench in front of Bell's and watching the lake from afar off, that I still wish I was a smoking man.
"She don't drive as fast as Felia," Homer said. "I swan, I used to think what an old-fashioned name she had for a woman that could put a car through its paces like she could."
Summer people like the Todds are nowhere near as interesting to the year-round residents of small Maine towns as they themselves believe. Year-round folk prefer their own love stories and hate stories and scandals and...